From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Heidi ho.
Well, back to normal, whatever that is around here. The partying, party hats, noisemakers, the girl in the cake, all gone.
Sure.
All gone. The champagne. All that's left are the corks.
And that wrapper that goes on the top, you have to unwrap it.
Oh, yeah. You know what they call that?
Foil crap.
They call it the hood.
The hood.
The hood. Yeah.
Bunch of hoods around here.
Yeah, right. Hey, some fun facts for today. We should have some like fun facts music. I got to work that out.
You got to work that out.
Yeah. Mick Jagger has a great-grandchild who's older than his youngest child. His great-grandchild was born in 2014. His youngest child was born in 2016.
That's wrong on so many levels.
I know, right? Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog, fun fact, is left-handed because Jim Henson was left-handed.
Well, so isn't that cute?
He wore Kermit on his right hand and used his left hand to, you know, manipulate his hands.
Sure.
Yeah.
Would that mean Kermit the Frog a southpaw?
Yes, that would make him a southpaw. Southpaw, green frog.
But what do you call little frog hands?
I don't know what you call the hands. We'll have to look that up. I know what you call the legs. Delicious.
Oh, gosh.
Only two American cities were founded by the federal government.
Okay.
One of these is pretty obvious. The other one, I'm not sure why. Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Got it.
The other one is Perrysburg, Ohio. I don't even know where that is. Somebody can write in and tell
I've never heard of it, but I'm not in Ohio. I'm not from Ohio.
Interesting. Federal government towns. I'm sure there's other towns that we don't know about. Wink, wink.
Yeah, in Nevada.
In Nevada and parts of New Mexico. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Well, they're back. Christina Anstead and Tarek Almusa are back for a new season.
It's time.
On HGTV.
It's time.
Premieres Thursday, August the 1st.
Oh, that's not back so soon. That's another month away.
19 million viewers last season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's better than Black-ish.
Well, I think it was bigger last year because people were tuning in to see the train wreck.
It was the train wreck. Yeah. We wanted to see just if whether or not he would smack her upside of the head. I shouldn't say that. Tell her to slow down. Stop talking so damn fast.
Well, yeah. Good Lord.
And then knock her hair extensions out at the same time.
Well, how about instead of
I'm not condoning any kind of domestic violence,
you're
but
waiting
you know.
To see him pull her hair extensions out.
There you go.
There. That's kind
all
of
right, that's,
whatever.
That's better.
Yeah. Okay. Send your cards and letters to you.
Yeah, right.
This little series gives us a glimpse into Christina and Tarek's new family dynamic a year later.
Well, yeah, because...
Well, she's now, you know, remarried. Yeah. She's knocked up.
She's knocked up.
Well, this here's what I think.
What do you think?
If you put the two side by side,
little
Aunt Anstead with the British accent,
that
boy can swing her around.
I'm not sure what you meant by that, but that's okay.
Bet Tarek
I'll
didn't do that.
Up. I'll catch
up. Wow, wow.
Oh, now I get it. Now I get it. You're so
slow
filthy.
On the take, John. Jeez. In the premiere episode, they're going to be buying a rundown four-bedroom house in Roland Heights.
Oh, my.
But it the has an epicenter. Illegal addition, sloping floors,
of course it does.
And a noisy parkway nearby.
The drama.
Can they overcome the issues to make the house in a desirable location a must-have?
Tune in to find out.
Tune in. Have you watched Christina's new show?
Yeah, I have.
Christina on the
Coast? Yeah, I've watched a few of them. It's hard for me to get past her talking.
Yes.
But she's great eye candy. I think she's great eye candy. And I'll watch it. And I'm used to, I mean, she's been on the TV for so many years now. It's like, okay, I'll watch that. I manage my expectations, you know, because I know she's not going to be any different.
She actually seems happier.
No, and I'm happy for her as a person. I actually follow her on Instagram. Social media is interesting for being able to see into the lives and the approachability of celebrities today, which we never had when we were younger. I mean, all we had was like, oh, they're on TV or they're in the movies. That's great. So it's kind of cool to be able to follow some of these people like Halle Berry on Instagram.
Well, you like following her on Instagram.
I do.
Because it's pictures.
It's pictures. It is pictures.
It's punches
and
of pictures.
Talking about
Allie
the
Berry.
Eye candy. Hello. Told you I'm going to be a dirty old man.
But I'm so
man.
Sorry that she didn't wish you a happy birthday.
Damn her. I may cast her aside. No.
No.
Not going to happen.
Anyway. Ryan Seacrest. He recalled a hilarious incident
hilarious.
That took place at Kris Jenner's house.
Oh, God. I always somehow forget.
He's responsible.
He is totally responsible for Coup de K. By the way, it's Chloe's birthday today. She's 35.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. Just wanted to point that out.
I'm not singing to her.
We did. Okay. All right. I got you.
On yesterday's episode of Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah.
He revealed
that
he once clogged Kris's toilet.
How awkward. Oh, my.
According to Ryan, Kris has a bathroom. Kris has a bathroom in the entryway.
Okay.
Awkward. Sorry.
Well, no. People will probably have one. Yeah.
He said it's dark and there's a black toilet.
So you can't see your poop. I think that's what he's saying.
Well, if he clogged it, he must have had a lot. I don't know how he missed it. Probably a load. Ryan said, quote.
I see what you did there.
He said, so I'm in there. And the toilet is, well, it's like one of those electronic toilets.
What's
that? I
didn't
know they had an electronic toilet.
What's an electronic toilet?
What the hell?
I think they have them in Japan. I don't know. Is it a toilet bidet? Is that the thing? I don't know.
Does it
have a seat warmer? I've seen those on YouTube.
He can't find the flush. He explains.
You can't find the flush?
He can't find the flusher thing. And he knows that somebody else naturally will come in and use the toilet when he's done.
It doesn't just flush itself. Well, maybe it does. Maybe it's an electronic toilet.
So, what did he do? Well, he found the flush. He found
the
flusher.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
The flusher thingy.
And
he flushed it.
And?
The water rose.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I know.
Ooh, that's even more awkward.
And then, so he was
what
too
do I
embarrassed.
Do? What do
like
I do?
Personnel.
What do I do? What do I do?
Well, he was too embarrassed, so he just left it there.
Ew. Ryan. Oh, man. That's disappointing.
Well, otherwise, he's going to go out there and tell her, hey, do you have a plunger?
Ryan Seacrest would never do that.
And then they'll talk to the. Then Kris will tell her daughters while the cameras are rolling.
Well,
and everybody will know.
You know.
That Ryan Seacrest took a dump in her toilet and he plugged it up.
You know, Ryan, a little piece of advice. You're at Kris's house. Get to know the maintenance people. They're standing around.
Sure.
There's
staff, yes.
There's camera crews that you could also recruit. Hey,
yes.
Tom, can you go see if you can like plunge the toilet?
Well, now you kind of sneak out.
Yeah.
And then you say, I'll be back. Gonna go to the little boy's room. Literally and figuratively. And then you kind of go in there and come out real quick and say, the toilet's plugged.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Can someone fix this so I can go
take it? If you smelt it, you dealt it. All right. Well, with that poopy little news, we will be on our merry way today. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.